plenty of interesting names in the lineup today. Buster Posey, Alex Dickerson, some of the veterans, Logan Webb going on the mound. But it's time to talk prospects, and the best person to do that with is NBC Sports Bay Area's Katie Wu. She does an excellent job covering all things around the Bay Area and the sports world. But Katie, she is our prospect expert. How are you today?
Hey, Carrie, how are you?
Doing well, doing well. It's been an exciting week down here in Scottsdale. And, you know, the second week of spring training, Katie, is kind of when the prospects begin to fade a little bit. Sometimes they get overmatched by the competition. But that hasn't happened with Elliot Ramos, has it?
No, not at all. And he certainly has been quite the fun storyline to watch so far this spring.
Yeah, Ramos with two home runs against the Reds last Sunday and then just a moonshot on Tuesday against the Brewers in Maryvale. Has he opened your eyes at all? Has he changed your perspective on what his timeline might be to get to the major leagues and help this Giants club with what he's done this spring, Katie?
That's a great question, Carrie. And, you know, I think when we think back to 2020 and the loss of the minor league season and all of the kind of questions that were circulating around, you know, every minor leaguer, but especially the top prospects, we focused a lot on how this is going to hinder their development or, you know, what was going to happen and how they were going to maybe be delayed from their expected time of arrival. We don't talk enough about how in certain cases that time at the alternate site and in fall instructs actually can expedite their careers, and that's certainly the case for Ramos here. I mean, this guy is coming out. He's, again, you mentioned his two-homer day against the Reds, that absolute moonshot in Maryvale against the Brewers. It's his first big league camp. He's 21 years old. There's all sure he's only played 25 games in Double-A. But when you look at him now, this is absolutely someone who has clearly taken advantage of his time working with, you know, the Giants major league staff and working with Kyle Haynes, the director of player development there at the alternate site last year, and has shined with it. And it would not be surprising if we see Ramos kind of come up before the September call-up date that is normally projected with these prospects. If he keeps playing like this, and, you know, I know the minor league season is we're a little bit unsure of what that will look like right now. But I think just going off of what he's looked like this spring, this is someone that the Giants could really count on, depending on how their outfield looks like, come the All-Star break or the second half of the season, really.
No question. And there's some uncertainties in center field, what that will look like. And Ramos, aside from the home runs, has just had some really solid swings this week, Katie. Two singles on Friday. And then he's also stolen a few bases. It's not just the power that Giants fans should be excited about. He really seems like, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but he really seems like an all-around player who can help the Giants in a variety of ways, not just in the middle of this lineup.
Oh, absolutely. And I know we talked about this before, but it's been so long since the Giants have really had a homegrown outfield that has really just been exciting from the get. And Ramos is certainly getting more exciting by the day. You mentioned his power. He has this elite combination of both bat speed and strength, and he can barrel the ball in all directions. And that's kind of what gets him noticed, what gets him put on people's radar. His speed, however, and I know he's getting a little bit, he's aging, he's kind of developing more into his full body and what grown man strength is what we call it. But his speed it's staying with him, and I think that's noticeable too. Right now, he profiles exactly what the Giants are looking for in that, you know, he can play multiple positions. And yes, there is some questions coming in the center field, and there is some questions regarding the fourth outfield spot, you know, with Duggar, Jalen Davis, Wade Jr. If none of those pan out, it would make sense to kind of look forward to the future and say, hey, this is a guy. Yes, he has power, and yes, that's exciting. But he can really kind of do it all, and we should give him a shot because, you know, there's no kind of sense in just shelving your top prospects if they can contribute to the ball club this season. And that's certainly what I think the question the Giants have right now in the spring is, you know, will he be able to contribute this season? And it's looking like he will.
Talking Giants prospects with Katie Wu of NBC Sports Bay Area. She does a great job covering everything for NBC Sports. Katie, another position player I want to get to. He had a big moment this week against the Angels in Tempe. It's Will Wilson, first round pick of the Angels in 2019. And Gabe Kapler gave an interesting comparison for Wilson, said he kind of reminds him, at least from a batter's perspective, of Donovan Solano with just the way he's able to get the barrel on the ball. What can you tell fans about Wilson as a hitter? And then what does he do in the field that Giants fans should be excited about?
That's a great comparison. That's actually not one that I've heard before, but that certainly makes sense. Will Wilson, again, I know the Giants, as we know, last year they were considering taking him in the 2019 draft before electing to take Hunter Bishop. And as things work out, they got him anyway at the trade deadline. I like Wilson because, you know, he's, again, he's a young guy. He's had very limited minor league experience, but he has a lot of potential for kind of an under the radar power. He has, you know, he has solid power, but it's not something that you kind of really expect from a middle infielder. He has a very kind of aggressive approach, and I'm kind of interested to see how the Giants play off that and kind of develop him more as a hitter. I like him again because of the versatility that the Giants seem to love. He can play both sides of the bag at second base or shortstop. That fits in well with what the Giants like, what Zaidi likes, what Harris likes. They like those guys that they can slot in at multiple positions, that have that versatility. They can play the matchup, play the splits. Wilson fits that prototype. He definitely needs a little bit more development, but I think this is someone that is quietly rising up the radar in the Giants organization just based on the kind of athlete that the Giants tend to portray and tend to choose when they slot in their lineup each day.
I sent Marty Lurie a text earlier this week, and I said, Will Wilson, he can hit. Marty, not as sold just yet, but plenty of time for him to develop. A pitcher that I want to get to, Katie, the top 30 prospect rankings for MLB.com came out this week. The top 40 Giants prospect rankings for FanGraphs came out this week as well, and you did not see Sam Long's name listed, but the Sacramento native, Sacramento State product has turned heads in spring camp. Rough outing on Friday, but Sam Long looks like he could be an upper echelon pitching prospect for the Giants if all goes well. What can you tell us about him?
I was very surprised not to see Sam Long there. I mean, this is a guy that has a 2.95 career ERA in the minor leagues. He projected to kind of be a relief option, but I do think the Giants could maybe stretch him out this season and into a starter. They are still, you know, they have Jelly, they have Beck, but they are still a little bit kind of lacking in the starting pitching department when it comes to their prospects. And I think Sam Long is a great candidate for someone that could be stretched out this year. You know, he has, as you mentioned, he's a Sacramento native. That's very exciting, I think, because he'll probably end up at AAA at some point when the season starts. It's about 10 minutes from his house. What I really like about Sam Long is just about how he projects. I mean, he has this sweet 12-6 curveball, my favorite pitch in baseball, so you have to mention that every time it comes up. And I really think that he has the play. I mean, you've seen him. And I guess he struggled before this week. But he can play out and be kind of, again, that both option, whether he's a long reliever, relief option in the bullpen, or possibly stretch out as a starter. I think that Sam Long is not getting a bigger evaluation as he should. And I was surprised to see him off those prospect rankings.
Hey, I'm right there with you, Kitty. You got 97 miles per hour with your fastball from the left side. You've got the 12-6 curveball. That plays for me, and you always play on this show. Thank you so much for joining us today. Really appreciate it.
Carrie, you are the best. I'm sure we will talk soon.
Absolutely. All season long, you can hear Katie Wu on The Leader, Katie J. Wu on Twitter. She covers prospects and everything else for NBC Sports Bay Area. Coming up next, it's Looking Through the Window of Baseball with Marty Lurie. And Bruce Jenkins is off this week, and that means my good friend, my colleague, and the retired San Francisco Chronicle Giants beat reporter Henry Shulman will be joining the show. More Talking Baseball up next with Marty and Bill. I'm Kerry Crowley, KMBR 104.5 680, the sports leader.